Hi, Tim Roy for Warriors.com and Warriors Sound as we continue to mock the 2020 NBA Draft. You can also check it out at SoundCloud.com/Warriors. Let's get you updated as to where we are in the draft right now. The Minnesota Timberwolves picking number one took Anthony Edwards out of Georgia, the talented swingman. The Golden State Warriors picking number two took James Wiseman, the center out of Memphis who had a brief college career. Charlotte went for a rebounder, Onyeka Okongwu of USC with the number three pick. The number four pick going to the Chicago Bulls and LaMelo Ball, a player that many believe is the most talented player in this draft, played overseas in Australia last year. From Dayton, Obi Toppin went to the Cleveland Cavaliers with the number five selection. The Atlanta Hawks were picking six, and they took a point guard from France, a big point guard by the name of Killian Hayes. And picking number seven, the Detroit Pistons. Patrick Williams of Florida State went there. With the number eight pick, the New York Knicks took the defender Isaac Okoro out of Auburn. Many believe he's the best perimeter defender in the draft. And with the ninth pick, the Washington Wizards, they took Tyrese Halliburton of Iowa State, giving them a potential backup point guard and a guy that can play alongside either Bradley Beal or John Wall. So now, the number 10 pick of the draft here in our 2020 NBA lottery have the darlings of the bubble. The Phoenix Suns are on the clock. To help us, a friend of Warriors Radio, and he works on Suns Radio. That's John Bloom. John, thank you for joining us today. And tell me a little bit about, we have news on the day as we are talking and taping this conversation. The Phoenix Suns, apparently, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, and he's rarely wrong, are finalizing a deal for Chris Paul. Tell me a little bit about that, and why do you think this is happening now?
Well, we've been hearing rumblings of this, Tim, for the last several days, if not a couple weeks, depending on which sources you look at on Twitter and online. And so it has definitely piqued the Suns fans' curiosity. Were they going to go out and make a big splash in a trade before we even get to the draft? And now we get the news that they have agreed to the terms of the deal with the Oklahoma City Thunder to acquire Chris Paul. They're giving up quite a bit, there's no doubt. You look at the haul, according to the reports, to give up Ricky Rubio, Kelly Oubre, Ty Jerome, Jalen Lecque, and a 2022 first-round draft pick that is protected, by the way, lottery protected, I believe, the first year, and then moving forward with some protection for two or three years after that. That's, from what I understand, that's the details of the deal. The return is Chris Paul and Abdel Nader, so they have two players coming back. What I read out of this deal, Tim, is that the Suns, with this 10th pick, will probably look to bolster that backup point guard position, and their mouths were probably watering looking at the lineup with Tyrese Halliburton potentially being on the board, but I know he was just taken at the number nine spot in the mock draft. So there's still some definite viable options out there at the number 10 spot for Phoenix.
You know, I was in Phoenix when Jerry Colangelo bought the team and he brought in Cotton Fitzsimmons. And from that point in the late 80s through about 10 years ago, Phoenix was one of the destination franchises. It was one of the outstanding franchises in all of sports, a perennial winner, always a threat to win a title. And then they've hit this drought, which basically all franchises do at some point. And now it looks like with this trade, John, that they want to end that drought and start winning again.
Yeah, I think what they're trying to do is put their pedal to the metal, you know, put the foot on the gas, if you will, because Ricky Rubio was the best point guard they had had in several years since Goran Dragic left. And boy, did he make a difference in this offense. They led the league in assists. It was contagious the way they shared the ball and what Monty Williams liked to call the .5 system that they were playing on offense. And so if you put Chris Paul in there, I think everybody would agree that that's a significant upgrade at that point guard position. The thing that Suns fans didn't want to do is they didn't want to give up the potential future of guys like Cameron Johnson and Mikal Bridges, who really took steps in the right direction throughout this season and especially down in the bubble in Orlando. So they didn't have to give those guys up. They obviously still have Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton, and now you add the point guard to the mix. It's an exciting prospect for this team. It reminds a lot of people, and maybe you too, Tim, because you spent some time here, of back in 92 when they swung for the fences and made the deal to get Charles Barkley. They had had the new arena opening up that season as well. This season they've got the transformation of that arena as well as a new practice facility, some new uniforms that people are excited about, calling themselves the Valley now here in Phoenix. So there's a lot of things percolating, and you hope that the success on the court can kind of follow suit. I don't think they're done. James Jones, the general manager and company, tinkering with this roster, because we talk about they sent a lot more players to Oklahoma City than they got back in return, and so we'll see how they kind of fill those holes. They still have some of their own free agents to deal with as well. But in addition to that trade, it also reminds people of the trade that actually made me a Suns fan at the age of 13 when they sent Larry Nance to Cleveland for my favorite athlete of all time, Kevin Johnson, who of course was a star at Cal, and that's where I got to know him at Cal basketball camp, making me a fan of this team that I now work for. A lot of people remember what that did for this team, and people back then were a little worried because Larry Nance was a crowd favorite, and they gave up a lot, but they got a lot back, and boy, did it kind of turn the tide for this franchise.
Of course, Kevin Johnson, former mayor of Sacramento as well. Let's look at this. If the trade is real, if it does, as rumor goes through, how does this change what the Suns will be looking for in the draft?
Well, I think you're giving up a guy that you picked in the first round last season as a potential future point guard in Ty Jerome. I like Ty a lot, but he just didn't seem to show the athleticism, and he was kind of hampered from an early preseason injury. Never got to 100% speed-wise early on in the season, and then was just a step behind. I still think he's got a makeup to play NBA basketball, and we'll see if he gets that opportunity in Oklahoma City. Jalen Lecque was a guy that they went and got after the draft. He was a highly touted prospect with just athleticism out of the gym. The guy can jump, and he's still raw. He played in the G League with the Northern Arizona Suns last season, but the fact that you gave up two guys that are kind of backcourt guys in addition to Ricky Rubio and Kelly Oubre to bring in Chris Paul makes me believe that the point guard spot, even though they've got Javon Carter and Cameron Payne, who came along in that bubble and played great as a dynamic duo off the bench, I think they still are going to want to find another young one to have in the pipeline to learn from a guy like CP3 and potentially take over the range down the road. So that's my thought process with the number 10 pick.
So now if the mock draft goes as follows, as is laid out here on warriors.com, and the Suns go to pick at number 10, where do they go?
They're going to go with Alabama sophomore Kyra Lewis, and I believe it is Kyra. I've heard Kira as well. Kyra Lewis is 19 years old. He is compared to De'Aaron Fox as far as his quickness and speed is concerned. He's got a lot of growing to do to catch up with Fox with regards to his overall offensive arsenal, but really took strides in his sophomore season at Alabama and has that potential we talked about. 6'3", so he's not a small point guard. He's got good size from that standpoint, but still has a lot of growth to do body-wise, and I do think learning from a guy like Chris Paul will do wonders for a young man like Kyra Lewis. So that's who I'm going to go with. The Suns at number 10, Kyra Lewis, the point guard out of Alabama.
One of the quickest players in the draft. He can shoot a floater. He can get to the rim a little bit. So learning under a potential trade acquisition of Chris Paul would certainly benefit Lewis for his NBA career. John Bloom, always a pleasure. Hope you and yours stay healthy and happy, and have a great holiday season, and hopefully we'll see you sooner rather than later.
Yeah, my fingers are crossed, Tim. Thanks for having me, and best to all of you out in the Bay Area.
That's John Bloom of Phoenix Suns Radio. I'm Tim Roy, and our mock draft continues. The San Antonio Spurs, that's right, the San Antonio Spurs are on the clock here at Warriors.com, Warriors Sound, and SoundCloud.com/Warriors.